from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Super.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Wes Lyons, age 26 at the time of this interview.
My birth date is September 12, 1988. My connection to this neighborhood is that I work with the Still Valley School District, and I run an educational program to help develop students and their life skills. We work on things such as decision-making, planning, goal-setting, time management, money management. To describe my childhood, I grew up in a split-parent home. My mother lived in North Braddock, and my father lived in the West End. So I would travel to my father's house every other day along with every other weekend. Growing up in North Braddock, that's where I went to school. So I went to the Woodland Hills School District. It felt great to have the support that I had growing up. I've had my father there for the majority of my life, even though I grew up in a split home. My father pushed me to that next level constantly. And to have that support from him, my friends, family, it just made me believe that I could conquer anything. The mentors that I had throughout my life are my brother. He's been a big mentor to me. He led by example. And then I have a lot of former teammates that were really supportive of a lot of stuff that I'm doing. Charlie Batch, he's been a mentor to me in the growth of my business. And every field that I've been in, I feel like I've had a mentor. I've been playing sports since the age of 3. I started in football and baseball. And then I joined a track club when I was about 8 years old. I excelled in baseball at an early age. I won a national championship where I hold a national record for this Diamond Skills tournament. Once I won that tournament, I was featured in a lot of publications and the newspapers all over the city. I was featured the Pirates game. They put me on the Jumbotron. Jackie Robinson's daughter threw out the first pitch to me. And I really enjoyed myself as a kid. And I didn't realize how big this opportunity was, but it was pretty big. When I got to my high school years, I focused on football, and then I started to excel in football, where I earned athletic scholarships pretty much every school in the country. I held over a 3.2 grade point average. That was one of the biggest things that my father, he pushed, not just being an athlete, but being a student athlete. And I saw my brother come before me. I saw my cousins come before me, and they all earned athletic scholarships. So I kind of knew what I had to do to earn an athletic scholarship. As far as education, I had to make an adjustment from graduating from high school into the college experience, where when I was in high school, things came really easy. And then when I got to college, the first day I showed up, there were assignments due. And I said, where did this come from? And I had to learn new techniques and learn about how important it is to stay intact with email and stay up to date on everything that's going on in the class. So once I learned that, I began to have a successful college career as far as my education goes. Deciding to go to college first was the biggest decision of my life. So college affected my life in the way I am now because it really helped me become diverse. I went to West Virginia University, which was a predominantly white school, where the population being an African-American male was about 2%, and they were all athletes for the most part. I started to enjoy the different culture and music, how people are living. It also just helped me develop my business skills and my communication skills as well. In college, I think I've had a lot of obstacles that I had to overcome. One being injuries. I was injured pretty much every single year of my college career. Those were a lot of obstacles, especially when I had big expectations for the season that I had to overcome. And my goal was not only to just graduate, but it was to make it to the professionals in sports. The worst day of my life to date would be October 20th, 2010. My father, he passed away. He ended up going in for a surgery earlier in the month, and he just never recovered. And that was just a tough blow to me at the time. I was not on an NFL team, but I was working to get on an NFL team. So I wasn't home all the time, so I didn't really get to see him as much as I wish I would have now that he has passed. The best day of my life was when I signed the contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The work that I put in to get that opportunity was like no other. I don't think anybody has the same story as far as making it to the NFL. I did not get drafted right out of college, and I got picked up to the New York Jets for a mini camp and off-season experience. But when that was over, that was it. I ended up signing with the Steelers because I had worked out with them earlier in the year, and then they end up telling me that they weren't going to sign me until later or after the season because I knew I was getting stronger and faster. I took video home, put it on Windows Movie Maker, cut it up, and I sent it to the Steelers. That next day, they signed me. It was just a dream come true. Another big moment was when my book hit the bestsellers list. I just put the time in, I put the research in, and I wrote this book all by myself. So once that was published, that was an amazing feeling. Shortly after, it became a bestseller. My goals moving forward are to expand the Pursuit program, which I have implemented into 7 school districts currently. And next year, we're looking to be in about 12 school districts. So I want to expand this across the city, and then I want to expand into different states. So the dreams of being a businessman, I feel that I am that person. I feel I have developed a business, and it's the Pursuit LLC. That's my company's name. We work with students. We work with uplifting different communities. If you're growing up in Homestead, there might not be a lot of people that you see that are visible that have gone and done amazing things. It can be done. You can rise up and rise above, and you can be successful in anything that you do as long as you come up with a plan and put work behind it, and you guys can really be successful.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Deshaun Washington and George Grisham. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.